The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are down in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
What's going on, good people? It's your man, Big B. Welcome to another edition of the In Deep Show. I'm still learning how to work some of these buttons in here, so, you know, just bear with me. Nobody heard that, except for Queen. I don't do this show alone. Got my crew with me today. My crew consists of the Doctor.
What's up, y'all? It's been a while since I talked to you. I'm back, ready to roll.
Him comes in strong-throated.
Yes, sir.
No pause. And it's at this time, I'd like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hat, place your hands over your heart. You can kneel or lock arms, but either way, all hail the Queen.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for listening.
Whew. That was quick.
Right.
I thought she was going to hit us with some, you know, hamdulillah or something. Mm-hmm. Just
some on. What?
Hamdulillah or something.
Okay. Nope. Thank you for listening.
Ooh, okay.
Thank you for hanging around. Thank you for letting us know that you miss us.
There you go. Strong, and we miss y'all too, by the way.
Strong shizay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's in the words of the great Rakim, it's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you.
But shit happens.
All
shit
right. Happens. There you go.
Things need to be done.
All right.
Damn right.
There you go.
Life forges on.
Yes, sir.
We are here.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And we're on a different lockstep today. We early morning.
Oh, man.
And
Sunday.
I'm not
that
completely sober yet, but I'm working on that. And if y'all hear some funny shit happen, and don't sound like, yeah, blame it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't the way they do shit.
Yeah, it's all good. It's
I'm
all
hit all kinds of fucked up buttons in here today.
Hey, by the way, that's a slick little shirt there, dog. I like that Skins joint, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Okay. We're gonna get on that very subject. Matter of fact, you
go
know what?
Go ahead
and
do
let's,
it.
Let's touch on that right now. No.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay.
I got a couple inboxes. And one or two emails. I can't. They're all kind of jumbled together. But so people been asking, like, B, why y'all ain't been rapping about, you know, usually y'all be talking a little football every now and then. Y'all know we don't really do sports, but, mm-hmm. you know, you usually come on, drop a little nugget, talk a little smack,
right.
you know, hit them with the cowboy song and the whole shit. And you know what, man? I had to take a football hiatus on posting and smack talking a little bit.
Okay,
good.
And I had to not that I was in fear of anything at all, but I was just more dismayed. I was dismayed because I found out a few weeks ago that smack talking ain't for everybody.
No.
It's not for everybody. It's some people do it, and they do it with a little bit of momentum, and they feel that they can sort of forge on because they have a little momentum. Mm-hmm. But when they, what's that saying, Queen, the when a immovable object is met with a something force, what is it? I can't
remember. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What happens is, what's the stuff?
Wait, you're not talking about an object in motion stays in.
No. This is when an immovable object is met with a something force or something like that.
Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
Not that one.
Okay.
Shout out, GM.
Close cover before striking. Sir Isaac Newton shit.
What?
So I sort of found the answer to that question. And what the answer to that question is bitchism.
Oh.
Bitchism.
The bitchism comes out of people.
Okay.
And all I'm going to say is, you know, thank God for last week's games. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I watched a lot of games. I watched, as every week some teams win, some teams lost. But mm-hmm. I guess some of the right teams won last week.
Mm.
So now some people can get back to their building their momentum to feel they can get back to talking smack again or what have you. And I can get back on with my life as well. And, I understand, my team is going to win, it's going to lose.
All right, no doubt.
But,
no doubt.
You know, I vow not to let the bitchism come out of me when my team loses. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going.
I got you, man.
Just gonna say what it was, say how I feel, I'm gonna move on.
There you go. There
but you,
go.
You know, yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, especially, you know, the worst thing why I deem it bitchism is because you couldn't really say what you wanted to say. You kind of had to subtext it, subtweet it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Subpost it.
Make it sound a little subtle.
You know what I'm saying? It's like
you sound like a bitch.
Like I'm not. I mean, first of all, the means in which you use to do it is, Queen, can you tell them about what the music is like in this studio? I mean, you think I wasn't going to pick up on that one? Hmm. Nigga, I say them lyrics in my sleep. And you thought you was going to hide your bitchism in a hidden line?
Yibbly.
Mm-hmm. And I wasn't going to peep it? And I wasn't going to understand the meaning behind it? Mm. All this behind football?
No, some of y'all take that.
All this behind.
Like really serious.
Not life. Not death. Not life.
How about that?
Football.
I just said some of y'all take that sport really serious.
You know what I'm
saying? Which
how
is,
about that?
No.
Trying to do my best Allen Iverson over here. Football.
Right. Not your career.
Practice.
Not your someone else's career that you're not getting paid for, but you're taking it that serious.
You are that passionate that anyway. Anyway, definitely want to since we're back to talking. First and foremost, shout out my beautiful Burgundy and Gold. They've been trudging on. They've been doing their thing.
Hey.
I did lose a bet.
Uh-oh.
I did lose a bet over there to. Forget that, yo. So that was fun. I had to record a little something for this show.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, man. So that was fun. It was cool. So it was, my skins. Got a big one tomorrow. Today being that we're recording Sunday today, not Monday. And hey. I hope they make some noise.
Oh, man.
Let's put a hell of a feather in the hat. Eagles are doing work. Eagles are on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for them to hit their midseason form so they can start losing some of these games.
Mm.
But I hope to get the ball rolling.
But you know what, though, dog? Teams in our division, we usually do pretty good. I mean, even if we lose, even if we win, even if we lose, we usually, you know, it's usually a tight game. It's just those teams that are not in our conference that are like 1-8, 1-9. Those are the teams that we usually lose to. I mean, it's a track record. I didn't just make this shit up. But I'm pretty sure the Philly game, I'm pretty sure tomorrow, that's going to be a good game. I don't see a blowout. Even if Philly is doing real well right now, they you know, knock people down, knock out that kind of buzz. I think we're going to be okay, dog.
I pray so. Giants, I don't even know what the hell is going on there. What in the fuck? But they finally got on the right side of the win-loss column. So they 1-5. Yeah. So they, you know, they're there. You know, Cowboys are shit in the bed every chance they get. Mm-hmm. I don't know why no Cowboy fan wants to admit that Ezekiel came into this season mad out of shape and mad overweight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know how he liked to wear his midriffs, you know.
Right, and like it's tight.
He ain't been showing all that shit this year because shit ain't...
Shit drifted away.
Man.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Shit ain't cute. So we've been covering that belly up. But
what you gonna do?
That, along with his off-the-field shit that's looming. So
Dallas always had players like that. I just don't know how to act after the game.
That's just something in the water. You know? But yeah, so yeah, shout out, you know, definitely I want to shout out, you know, everybody's team, you know. Shout out if your team finally got a motherfucking win and now you can take your thumb out your fucking mouth and come back to reality and act like you're a gentleman. And yeah. That's it. That's my football talk for this week. Keep it light.
I don't know who that was, but hey. Stay out of it.
Keep it light.
Cool, man.
So how's everybody been since our last recording?
Man, me, myself, just working like a mug, dog. You know, I'm getting paid by the hour now, so I've been milking the cow, working late hours, doing what I can do when I can do it.
No, literally, he works on a farm. He milks cows.
Shit, you can say that. Nigga, whatever produce you need, I got it. Shit. Other than that, dog, hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. Checks rolling in every week.
Well, that's a good thing.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Man, how bad? Direct deposit is directly deposited.
That boy a poet and don't even know.
Oh, man, and I would love to show it.
Queen, please save us.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
I was looking for another line. I couldn't find it.
This is going off the corny rails. Let's see. Bop, bop, bop. Everything's good. I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my dad. And happy homecoming to all the Howardites that are here. Bison.
Right.
The real H.U. motherfuckers. And I say that with some bass in my voice. The real.
And Cam Newton, little
H-U.
Brother.
H.U. Right. Him too. All
right. Little Newton.
Right. Yeah.
H.U. put in work.
Little Big Newton.
Yeah, I was surprised. H.U. I ain't gonna lie. Normally, y'all know the football team normally sucks balls. And
wow.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. I'm saying they normally suck. I mean,
I see it. I see at least, barring injury, I see a couple good years ahead of y'all.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see what happens.
I mean,
but
you can't leave till you're junior, so you got to lock for 2 more years at least.
Hey. Whatever.
Unless he transfers.
Whatever.
Hey, you know what though? With all the famous people that came from Howard, right? Mm-hmm. How many of them, you know, kind of put back in? Do you know?
I honestly, I think like
I know Puff. I would.
I mean, I don't know monetarily. I don't know if you mean monetarily or
Yeah.
Monetarily money. Speaking, I honestly, I don't
because
know.
Because you would think with all the famous people that came from Howard, you know, they will have some money to, you know, donate to the.
Who says they don't?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is the football team sucks.
Oh, but they always sucked, so.
But I'm just saying, you would think, you know, they will have enough money to, you know, kind of recruit some of the top players.
They don't have nothing to do.
Not right. Help that, sir. Exactly. That's illegal.
Right.
Well, hey, shit. Well, okay.
Right.
We could put money into the program to attract better players.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay, so the top schools get top players just because they're the top schools. That's how that
right.
works.
I mean, works. I think it works out because it's like, you know, they totally get more press
exposure
than we do.
Exposure and
yeah.
all that bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, because, but, like I said, yeah. I'm not even going front. I mean, even when I was there, the football team sucked. The basketball team sucked. I mean, which is crazy. We were good at tennis, lacrosse, swimming. Actually, I'm telling you, swimming, we just beat American
Ivy
U.
League bullshit.
You know what I mean? Like, that's okay. The part that's crazy. Just wow. beat out, somebody put up a post, we just beat American in swimming. I was like, that's what's up. See, don't okay. nobody can't say yeah, black right. people don't know how to swim.
Right, right.
Racismist.
You can't say it, man.
But you know, I guess there's a lot of people that jumped off that boat when they were trying to bring us over here to say, fuck that, I don't want to come. And, you know, just start breaststroking it. Right.
Some of
right.
us drowned.
Freestyling and breaststroking. You know, that shit just
whatever.
Ran into the jeans.
Hey.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. All right, cool.
Racism. It's the best system.
Why is that racism? That's true.
I'm just saying. It's just my monitor.
No, I'm just
I
saying.
Guess he was just saying the race.
Is that
you
what
know,
it,
the speed,
no.
the race.
No, that's not what he was saying.
That's not.
No, that's your reach. Okay.
But either way, so hopefully everybody had fun. Looked like it was lit.
All
you
right.
know, everybody was partying.
Lacrosse, though?
Lacrosse, shawty.
White, black people.
Black people.
There's some white people to
no,
go.
No, I know that, but I'm saying, but black people.
Black
I actually
people, huh?
knew somebody that was on the lacrosse team.
Why? Well, I really, yeah,
I'm saying lacrosse, tennis.
I believe
like
that.
All those sports, you know, people would.
But tennis, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, but that's still a sport that people would be like, meh.
Man.
But no, they were good.
They were doing it, huh?
They were doing
all
it.
All right now.
Oh, and I think the women's basketball team was good, too.
Mm,
which yeah. is always the way.
Mm-hmm.
Women's basketball
okay.
is always good.
Okay.
Nobody pays attention, but they be, like, sweeping and breaking records and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But like I said, men's sucked.
Well, you
football
know what? You
sucked.
should keep up with that, with the Howard sports, you know, to let everybody know. Maybe, you know. The sports teams will grow just because of the queen, you know, enlightening everyone on.
Well, when I was actually on the campus, they weren't. They weren't good.
You gotta stop something.
Right? How about that?
There you go.
Yeah,
like Detroit.
Good time.
Detroit sucked forever. It still sucks.
Oh, the city?
No, Detroit. The football team. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nah, Detroit been nice.
Huh?
He said, "Hey,
what you talking about?"
Huh? Nice little. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
You talking about the city?
You talking about the Browns? Detroit's been nice.
Really?
I thought it was the Lions. Yeah. No.
Okay.
Detroit Lions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just oh, you talking there. About Cleveland? Sucks.
Yeah, Cleveland's perennial
yeah,
sucking
suck.
Team, but
yeah,
last
suck.
Few years Detroit has been pretty fucking good.
Okay.
They beat us.
See, that's yeah. Okay. That proves my point.
Uh-oh. Well,
but your point was that, you know, that we succumbed to 1-8 teams and shit like that. They ain't been that. Mm. These jokers been in the playoffs. They've been exiting early, but they made it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Doing nice this year too.
Joe.
They had a couple of. I had a couple losses, but they're doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Hurry this show up. I want to get to Royal Farms to get some chicken.
Oh, shit. Keep looking at that cup, huh?
You know what I'm saying? You got me all sights now.
You should have had some here for us anyway.
The cream has spoken.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. It's been so long,
hey.
Man. got some old stuff to talk to y'all about. I'm pretty sure y'all done heard about it, but I'm bringing
what
it up
in the world? Is it like 2 weeks old?
Has it been 2 weeks or 3 weeks? It seems like it's been a damn month.
Jeez Louise.
I don't know. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to just say the name of Harvey Weinstein. Okay, now he's been in the news for the last, what, three, four?
What's going on, my nigga?
Hey, dog. How you doing, man? How you doing? I need one of my sweatshirts, though, in the extra large. Yeah. What?
I'm like his clothes back.
Okay, I was like, you mean like a medium?
No. Because I like to wear stuff. Like this. This is an extra large.
Oh.
Okay, now this right here, I will like put my work shirt over top of this.
Oh, okay.
Okay, or put some more stuff under it. I like my stuff a little bit, especially in the wintertime. You know how you layer your shit?
True that.
So you don't want to get your shit to fit.
Okay.
Depending on what it is. All
right.
You know, just break it on down. Break it on down.
Okay. Fashion tips by Doc.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That you don't follow.
Yeah, that's all right. But Doc will be warm. You can leave that shit.
To Weinstein.
Yeah, back to Weinstein. Okay. Now y'all know he's been on in the news pretty much a lot lately about the sexual harassment and everything. And you know what though? When I used to watch a lot of the Quentin Tarantino movies, it always had like the Weinstein brothers and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't really think too much about it, but I knew they were deep into the movies. And everything, but my man, he's been
into a whole lot more.
Yeah, how about that? The sexual harassment stuff. Not only that, apparently he's been, you know, going on, and he's been going to see psychiatrists and shit about his attitude, you know. And people say he's been going off on, you know, everybody saying that the world is coming at him because of this stuff and all that.
Nigga, that's because you're a rapist. That's why people coming at you.
That's what it is.
So, Quinn, this is what I wanted to ask you about when it initially came out. One of his first responses, he cited, you know, the era in which he came up. You know, a lot of what he did was,
what he was
not
taught.
Frowned upon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you take that as? Excuse or reason.
You don't take that as an excuse. That's bullshit. I mean, I don't know how old he is. He looks old as Methuselah, but I don't know how old he really is. Mm-hmm. So I would not totally put him in line with the time Bill Cosby, you know, era. Because, I mean, he looks like he's probably like 10 years, at least 10 years younger than Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess. So if he's saying that's the era of the time you came up where you sexually harass people, you know, and clearly the casting couch was a real thing back then, you know. But fast forward to the 90s, fast forward to 2000, you still raping and harassing people, but which he is, and he's a pig. But what I don't like is he's trying to use that he has, he's a sex addict. Because your behavior, that's not what a sex addict does. A sex addict goes out and have sex with people that want to have sex with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go out there, harass people and touch people and try and then also rape people. That's not the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And, you know, and I mean, I'm not trying to bring up bullshit, but I'm like wondering if he's going to get the same treatment as Bill Cosby, where Bill Cosby was pretty much erased. I mean, and, you know, and we don't have to go down that road again. But, you know, because I believe, and I don't know if you have that in your story, Doc, but it's like over like 100 people so far that accused him of either rape.
Women?
Or, yeah.
Okay.
Rape or, well, I don't know. You might throw some dudes on there too. I don't know.
Right.
Because, I mean, you know.
What in the Sandusky hell?
I'm just saying, because what's his name? Corey Feldman?
Because
I know it was the two Corys. I don't know if I got the
Corey
one.
Corey Feldman and Corey Rain, one of them. Two
right,
little
but
white
Feldman,
boys.
The one that's still here.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying for years that was the kind of thing that was going on in the industry.
Right.
You know, and he, because I remember even reading recently that he was talking about it on The View like in 2013 and saying like, that's what the culture is, you know. And we know what the music industry is probably just as shady. But right. I mean, but he was saying that's what the culture is. And, you know, being a male in the industry, mm-hmm. you know, it's like that happens to guys as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, I don't know if you have in your story, too. Terry Crews. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have that in there?
Let me see. No.
Oh, no, that happened more recent than a couple weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, like Terry Crews, like he was at a party and one of an exec came up and grabbed his balls and like grabbed his, you know, grabbed his junk. Mm. He said, and his wife was like right there, you know, and he just recently talked about it on Twitter that he was like, he had to make a split decision. Like, do I 200 something pound black man knock this motherfucker out
and like a white dude or a black dude?
White dude. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to assume. I don't really know because he never named the person.
Right. It had to be. Black people don't do that shit.
Well, no, I'm not going to say they.
No, they don't.
Hello, Bill Cosby. Hello.
He goes grab a black dude's ball.
We don't know what he did.
No, black dudes don't do that shit.
We don't know what he did.
Now, the Mexican dudes, man, I've seen them, like, you know, come up behind each other, grab each other's butts and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We don't know.
Okay.
We don't know because, I mean, I'm not in the industry. You're not in the industry.
Some Royal Farms chicken that it was not a black
but either way it doesn't matter okay, but it still okay, was okay. A man that grabbed okay. his package in front of his wife right. His wife was like right around there too and he, like I said
they
he
were
had
at
to
a
make
party.
Right a Hollywood was, party and he had to make a decision like do I go ahead and just beat you know the shit out of him or do I just you know maintain my composure. And he said the guy had apologizing like I think like the next day or something anyway mm-hmm. But you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how this case plays out because I really want to know. I mean, they've already kicked him out of the academy. They've already, you know, pretty much they're taking apart.
Distancing themselves from yeah. him. That's what they all do. That's what they all do.
But what I'm saying is it'll be interesting to see if he going to get the Bill Cosby treatment. You know what I'm saying? Like he will be sued and blah, blah, blah. But I'm talking about like. Is he gonna be erased?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, oh Lord, how you gonna come in after the fact?
He likes cute okay. music.
All right.
They don't understand this thing that you talk, that we grab each other's asses. We don't do things like that.
Are you una mujer? Okay.
Okay. But you know what? It's, I don't know. It was something that you touched on earlier when you said when Harvey was coming up or I guess when he got into the industry. I'm pretty sure Harvey is not the first motherfucker that did this shit.
Oh, no, he's not. He's
just the one that got caught.
Right. Well, no.
I think he's a big figure to go after. I think, you know, with
right.
his, you know, I mean... Yes. Again, I'm sure this was going on. This was running rampant, you know, mm-hmm. throughout those times. And I think some people grew at the times and realized that, you know, it's not the
this
way
ain't
to go.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And, I'm an asshole. Let me stop being an asshole.
I'm sure there's still a lot of smaller figures out there that are doing the same thing, you know. But, you know, mm-hmm. with him and his stature and his power, you know, you... You know, yeah, you strike the head, the body will fall.
Right. Even somebody else just recently came out. What was it? Who was it? It was a producer, a female producer or director that came out against another director and said something that she gave. He was pretty much harassing her, you know, to go out and take her on dates. Definitely the brother got pushed in this too.
Right. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
That. You know that.
But he tried, no, because initially he tried to be like, my brother is horrible. But it's like, oh no, you were part of it. Right. Like you said, distancing yourself. But it's okay. Like, no, you part of this shit too.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But whatever. We'll see.
And you know, and I don't want to keep defending him, but he probably did that shit so long and there's probably so many women that was just, oh, okay. And they did the thing. You know, he just probably, you know, if you do it long enough, you're going to meet somebody that's going to be like, you know, no, no. And just
he met a lot of people that were like, no, but mm-hmm. they just stayed silent.
Right. That too. That too.
You know,
right.
Until now. So, I mean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But I don't know. I think Harvey going to be all right. Anyway, he went through, you know, his little therapy, his little intensive therapy. And they pretty much was going on his anger. They say, you know, he has some anger issues too. But What they did was they all put him into this therapy session. I guess it was four or five psychiatrists or whatever. And they asked him questions. And after that, they figured it probably would be better if the psychiatrist would talk to him in sessions one at a time, as opposed to, you know, because I guess, you know, some of the stuff that he was saying was, you know, pretty intense. And if it would got out, it would be hard to pinpoint who said what, you know, to the media or whatever. So that way, you know, when he talked to each one of them individually, he'd be like, okay, oh, you the motherfucker that said that, because I was the only one that told you that, I guess. But anyway, he's going to be, you know, he was released Saturday from the Arizona joint. And, you know, he's going to be doing in-home therapy, outpatient therapy, you know. So I don't know how that shit going to work. But hey, if you got the money, do what you got.
Right. He'll fade to black, and then eventually he'll be back in some capacity, which sucks.
I think so too.
I think we're all missing like the bigger issue on this whole thing. So with all of this coming to light and everything going out, does that mean I can't squeeze on Queens High and Pots when I walk past anymore?
Yep.
I gotta stop that shit.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to, you know.
All right, Doc. Well, I guess you're up
to
bat.
Therapy. I'll have to give you.
No.
No, I'm here as in the doctor capacity. I'll have to give you a session and try to talk you out of doing that shit again. And then I'll have my turn. All right. Let me see. Hey, y'all remember the Rocky Balboa statue that was in the Rocky joint? Rocky ran up the stairs and all that kind of crap like that. Anyway. The joint that
you mean
was
the
in,
reason why the Eagles have yet to win a championship.
Man, can I
because
do my
they idolize false gods?
Okay. Go ahead. That's the goal. That's the goal. Anyway, the original statue that was in the movie, it's not still there, but it's still in Philadelphia. But the guy that made the statue, A. Thomas Schomburg. I know you're going to Google that later on.
I am not.
Yeah, okay, it's not important to you.
Nope.
All right. He made two of those statues. Okay, he made a second one just in case something happened to the first one. Anyway, they're auctioning that joint off. Okay, so they're saying this joint is going to start at $500,000 to $1 million.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. That might be kind of interesting. Hmm. But they're saying that, all right, if you want to come bid for this joint, you know, you're going to have to haul this joint off this joint. Let me see. They said this joint is almost 9 feet tall. Okay. It weighs 1,800 pounds.
What the hell are you going to do with that?
I don't know. That joint, I don't know.
Hey.
If you got the money and you got the you know, the means of hauling that shit off, that joint could be all right.
But
if you a Rocky fan, them Italian gangster motherfuckers.
That's what I was about to get at.
Still got that joint in front of their house.
Got that old leopard skin interior Eldorado out front.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
And still believes that he
Rocky.
Can tell his, ask his wife if she wants a fresh one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucking Rocky over here. Hey, you talking about Rocky.
As he grabs his genitals.
Well, you know, I had to, you know, make it all right,
I
okay.
Even
so
say nothing about that. I was gonna let that
Doc Weinstein.
I was gonna go right. I was gonna let that jump.
That's good, that was good, that was good. Ooh. Okay, all right. For all y'all wanna get the second Rocky statue, man, coming with at least 500 to 1 million, maybe more than that. So good luck with that and a big ass truck.
Wait a minute.
I say.
Hold up. If somebody is listening right now, you got 500 to a million to pay for a Rocky statue, you better fucking put some money in this PayPal account.
Right now, there you go. That came from the queen. That's right. I don't think they heard you, girl.
No, they heard me.
Yeah.
You better put some money in our PayPal account and help a brother and a brother and a sister
in.
Out.
Yeah, two brothers and a sister. Or a sister, two brothers.
Rolling blackouts.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? Okay.
More to come.
That's it. I got to pee again. All right. Let me see. Moving on to the last story here. It's another old one. Colin Kaepernick. Y'all gonna stop snickering the shit at my shit.
We're gonna talk about him taking a knee.
I heard he sat down during the anthem.
Right. Okay, y'all finished?
I think recently he just started taking a knee, I think. What? Go ahead.
You get ready to take a knee. Keep fucking with me. All right, anyway, my man, I'm pretty sure y'all heard he hired, Mark Jericho's. okay, to represent him. And then they said that he went, you know, without going through the NFL Players Association. He, you know, took it upon himself to hire his own, you know, attorney and everything. So he's filed, you know, saying against the NFL, allegedly. The league condoned, you know, him, you know, taking a knee against the national anthem and everything that he protested. So I think he's got a good case, man. You know, because won't nobody hire the man and shit because he took a knee.
So do
you know,
really,
but I think.
Do you think he's been really blackballed, or do you think
yes,
he just sucks?
No doubt.
Okay.
No, because
I've heard. Yeah, I've heard different stories.
I don't think it's going to be as open and shut as it is. I think it's going to be something that it's going to be looked at as more of a nuisance, and he'll probably just be paid off to go away quietly.
You think so? Okay. I don't know. I think he took a good stance, man. I mean, there's some stuff that, you know, says in the national anthem that, you know, some people just don't get much free country and free this and free that, man. Shit is still going on. So I hope the dude, man, get what he's, what, you know, whatever it is he's looking for. And I hope, you know, and that's another thing, though. Why won't another NFL team hire him? I mean, he's got good skills and all that kind of stuff.
But you know. At this point, it's not even about his skills. It's about the circus that's going to follow him wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams just don't want to take that on right now, especially at this point in the year where things are coming into form and the playoff picture is starting to show itself. And, you know, people don't want to – they just don't want that atmosphere to come in and disrupt what they have going on right now.
Cool. All right, well, NFL insider Jay Glazer says that, yes, he will be back this season. That's what he says. He says, yes, he will be back this season. He said that Cap needs to focus more on talking about the NFL and get away from that, you know, talking about the bullshit. Let the lawyers handle that since he got a lawyer now. Let the lawyers handle that and talk more about, you know, him working out, you know, what he needs to do to get back into the NFL, and everything should work out. So what? We'll see.
We shall see.
And that concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a whole lot more to come.
Rolling blackouts. Let that sink in.
Send money.
Let's give a preview of next week's show right now. Queen, where can they send donations?
I forget what your info is.
It has been a while, honey.
Right. Something, I don't know. Look up In Too Deep.
Yeah.
Do you know it?
It should be
somebody
all
over. Inbox me, I tell
right,
you.
Right, I'm like, right. I forgot shit.
Fuck that. Y'all can just Venmo me for real.
How about IDS_B
and just go on to Venmo
I'm
me.
Saying,
say,
I got the Cash App.
I'm gonna let y'all
know. You know what I mean? Like, come
there
on.
You go.
One more piece of equipment come out my pocket. Bro, the blackouts in this bitch. I'm trying to.
It's a major credit card.
Shit gonna sound different when we huddle around the iPhone we put this
about
bitch.
That? How about that?
We'll be right back, y'all.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. Shout out to the usual suspects. I'd say shout out to El Stone from Forget That Yo. Shout out to Rashani from Single Simulcast. Thank you for sharing the show. I didn't get a chance to, so I just want to send a happy birthday to Chloe from Chonella. And a happy birthday to Rod from The Black Guy Who Tips.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you both.
Pass those messages.
What up, Chloe? What up, Chloe?
They may not, but it's okay. Let's see. Voicemail 202-750-1437. Try to do that jump no more than 3 minutes, okay?
IDS_B is the Venmo address.
He wants to send us an email in deepshow@yahoo.com. Okay. Money, whatever.
There you go.
We know it was... I swear I think it's intodeep@yahoo, but I'm not sure.
The PayPal?
Send it to both.
Intodeep.
Can we get it twice?
Right.
We'll send one back.
Did you get this one?
Right.
No, we didn't. We didn't get it. You should try it again.
Yeah. Send it four times.
All right. So we have some dated feedback to get into. So we will get in the first one right here.
What's going on in Deep Show? Real Boy M over here.
Beep, beep, beep.
Man, how y'all been? Hopefully everybody been good.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Good cool podcast, even though, you know, we're missing the doc.
Hey.
Misinformation doctor. Yeah, man. Where he at?
Right, baby.
Must be giving old buddy a bath or something. Cutting his ear. But yeah, man. NFL, you know, we have some good games. You know, my team won, beat the Giants, last minute kick. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do. Mr. Moody, your Giants suck this year, man. God damn.
Uh-oh.
BTG, your Raiders. Damn. How the hell y'all get beat by motherfucking Redskins, man? Anyways, man, Eagles, man.
That was a shot. I felt like that was shots fired.
Fuck you mean how they get beat out? Motherfucker, not only did they get beat, we put a blueprint out on how the next four teams they played ran up in it. Yeah, I did.
The
blueprint.
Blue.
That motherfucker struck a nerve, goddammit. Don't.
Don't come for us unless we send for you.
You know what I'm saying? No. Not with your chosen team, Slim. Don't do it. Don't do a show. Let's talk trophies if you want to talk anything. Thank you. Whoa. Back to your message.
Continue.
Do our thing. As far as the question, $100,000, you know, take it without my ex or $1 million. Get back with my ex. Man, y'all got to explain more. Like, what are the terms and conditions, you know what I'm saying? Do we have to live together? We got to get married? For how long? You know what I'm saying? If it's $1 million, can I break up with her? She can take half. You know what I'm saying? Do we got to have kids? If so, how many? Do we got to break up with whoever we're with? What city? I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? $1 million and get back with your ex, you know what I'm saying? You know, explain a little bit more, but I'll probably take $1 million, like I said, and then be like, hey, you know, let's do 1 month together, and then I break you down half, here's the 500,000, you go back your way, I'll take this 500,000, go about, you know, tax taking off, of course, but I'll probably go with that. Like, you know, like you said, 100,000 ain't shit. Unless, you know, she's really a super evil motherfucker. But like I say, what kind of terms is there? Because I'd rather get, I take the other half. But yeah, that's my opinion on that. As far as Trump and the kneeling, I don't know, man. Trump, I don't know who the fuck be writing his shit, but he's just sad how, I don't know, I'm not going to say it's sad. I just want to see what's going to happen this week, next weekend, or the weekend after that. Are people still going to kneel? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. I'm just trying to see what the hell is going to happen.
And then there was part two.
But yeah, like I was saying, hopefully they keep kneeling and, you know, supporting Cap until somebody takes them, even though I think that might be too late. But some of these teams can really use Cap, you know what I'm saying? But the owners, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, they got Maggles, they got called sons of bitches and whatnot, but everybody forget what the real reason why Cap kneeled, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully he gets back to that and keep pissing that orange motherfucker off. Fuck Trump. Man, what y'all think about Ray Coon-ass Lewis, man? Ray Lewis, something wrong with that dude, man. Dude's sick in the head. He got CTE or something. This dude gonna go out there on both knees. I'm like, okay, you pray. Why you need your sunglasses over to pray? Don't be doing too much, man. How about you take your sunglasses off in front of God, man? Have some respect for the so-called God that you were praying for. Man, shut the fuck up, Ray Lewis. Dude just confused, man. And I don't like how Shannon Sharp give it to him, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, man, deep show, y'all can do y'all thing. Yeah. Hi, y'all. Big B, how's the weight loss going, man? I've been losing weight to myself, man. So what I've been doing is, I've been cutting off on the meat, man. And, obviously I don't eat pork, you know, cut down on the bread. And then what I do every time before I go to bed, I make a smoothie, you know what I'm saying? Ginger, kale, spinach, some of the almond milk. And basically, I try to juice it up, you know what I'm saying? That helped me out. Like I was about 255 in January. And right now, I'm about down to 225, 228. You know what I'm saying? I try to cut off beer, but, you know, I limit beer to the weekends. But, and, you know, a little steak on the weekend, chicken every now and then. But the biggest thing is, you know, watch what you eat before you go to sleep. But yeah, man, keep doing your thing, man. Weight loss, here we go. My goal is to hit 215, so I got about 10 to 17. I got 15 to 17 more pounds to lose till I hit my goal. But yeah, man, let's do it. All right, peace.
Oh, shit. What the hell was that?
The duck boat?
Right, I was like, that sounded like a goat being slaughtered.
Rude Boy M. Yeah. Rude Boy don't know cover my skins though. Right.
What's wrong with
it? Don't even do that. But
congrats on the weight loss.
Yeah, no doubt. That's good dope. Shit there. I think it's coming good. Had a minor setback, and, you know, knee is giving me a lot of trouble, so it's cut down on a lot of the workout that I had wanted to do, but got it all braced up, got it all put back together, and I'm back at it and getting back out there. The meat things, I cut back a little bit, but I haven't stopped on the meat. I cut out a lot of the carb. I'm, you know, I go protein heavy. I don't really do the carbs, the breads, the... I even changed up the sugar that I use. Just little things like that. I have noticed a change. I haven't checked the weight. And I'm not going to do it until I weigh in on the final. My work clothes fit again. And I moved one belt notch. So... something's going on, and on top of that, I feel better. I noticed little things like when I would usually, you know, all of us got kids, you know, they're gophers, you know. Okay, can you bring the bottle of water out the fridge? Now I just, you know, I have so much more energy. I jump up and I'm hopping up and down the steps and beat bopping and scatting all over the place.
And you know what, dog? To be honest with you, that's a good thing, man. Because I notice my wife, she will do that. She can be sitting in the chair right there where you are. And I could be right here somewhere. And the refrigerator could be right here. Boo, can you hand me something? You've fucking four steps away from the refrigerator. Come on, man. You know, really? All right, but I get it. I do it. Give it to her. But that's more exercise for me. You know what I'm saying? I don't. When it comes to going up and down them steps, I have no problem with doing it. Like, say she'll come down there and put something in the washing machine. When the shit's finished washing, she'll holler, "Boo, can you put this in the drive? Can you just take the stuff out the washing machine?" But walk your ass down the steps. Even though I'm down there, you know, I don't have no problem with doing it because I'm down there. But little stuff like that, you know, get your ass up and move. Do something. You know what I'm saying? And then talk about, you know, when I get to work, I'm going to walk. I'm going to do this. You're going to walk around. And she got a little watch to show the calories and all that. But you walk your ass down the motherfucking steps and put the motherfucking shit in the dryer. That can help too. But you would rather do that shit when you get to work. You know, and walk around the building and time yourself and do all that shit. But you're going to sit in the motherfucking kitchen because you're going to walk your ass down the steps and put the shit. Come on, man.
And this at this time, I'd like to remind everyone to tune into Dating Sucks. Crazy show.
Fuck you.
Just want to let you all know about that. But we got some more feedback.
Trying to prove a point, man.
I feel you proved it.
You did.
You proved it.
Fuck yeah.
I emailed this to Sean. I hope point is proven there too. Let's get back to the next bit of feedback.
What up, ideas fam? This is Kmart. Hope all is well with you guys. Woo! Week 5, Big B. Week 5 is done. Eagles won again. Raiders lost. Cowboys choked. Giants got everybody in the MASH unit right now. So, hey. Whew, looks like it's going to be a fun fight between our squads. I know we play in a couple weeks, but anyway, I don't know if you will or you won't, but please play that Dallas Cowboys song. But, shoot, hey, I just need a laugh, because, shoot, I'm about to head into this dentist's office right now to get some work done. So, please, y'all pray for me. So, anyway, y'all, hope all is well. Peace out.
I hope the dentist went well.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, hope everything.
That's my man right there.
Hope you got to keep all your teethis.
Hey.
That's the one thing, like, so far with the dentist, knock on wood, I haven't had any problems.
Mm-hmm.
We won't talk about
that. We will not go into your dentist rants.
Mm. God damn it.
The dentist rants with Big B.
Well, before we move to today's question, as requested.
Missed that job too. Yeah, I missed a lot of shit.
Well. Weed him.
Hey, we ain't been to church in a while. Lee, where my tambourine at? Give me the tambourine.
Right where it's supposed to be.
Exactly. Out of reach. Doc, you didn't get a chance to answer the last question.
What's the last question, Pippin? What's that?
We understand that you've been married since the summer of 76, but beyond that, would you take
shit, yeah. Before I got out of high school.
$1 million to take your ex back, or $100,000 not to?
$1 million to take my ex back. Or what?
Or $100,000 not to.
My ex before my wife? Is that what you're saying?
Just however far back in the Stone Age. Of your dating
why
area.
You just got why you know what? See, that's the first thing that I don't just really don't ex. Like because you're going back that Stone Age bullshit. I'm man, saying, why you just can't say you? My ex. You know what? No, I'll take the 100,000.
Damn.
The 100,000 stay with what I got, right? Is that right? Because that no. I go, my wife right now, man, that's my baby, man. I'm telling you, she just stuck with me thick and thin, man. You know, it's going on damn near 20 years, bro.
Question. Uh-huh. Hypothetical question.
Well, yeah, well.
This is not an indictment of the current situation. More
okay,
of
well,
I'll
take
past.
The million. You know, I always wondered about my ex. I always wondered what she's doing now.
Take that Millie.
Yeah, you know. That's a good question, though. But see, you know what? It would be easier answered if I know where my ex was right now and what's going on. No, I'm gonna have to roll my wife, my baby. That's my soldier right there, dog. I'm
calling 100.
Yeah, the 100,000. Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. Yeah, I gotta go with the 100,000.
Okay.
Shit, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my baby right there, though.
All
right.
So today's question.
Because you know what?
Is a good one.
All right.
It's a situation that one of our listeners are in, and they want help from us and Deepsters.
Oh boy.
So, the gentleman writes in and he says that he said he was on a dating app and someone reached out to him. And when he looked at, hold on, wait a minute. Maybe I'm reading this wrong.
But yeah,
man. Okay, so okay. someone reached out to him on a dating app, and when he looked at her pictures, it was sort of like, wow, this is sort of everything that I've been looking for in terms of, outwardly appearance and everything, and he was kind of geesed. So when he responded back to her, she inquired about one of his friends that was in a picture that he had posted on the site. He wants to know, being that he knows his friend is single, should he go ahead and pass that along? Or should he be a dick and just be like, nah, fuck that. You find him yourself. nigga say shit. So you understand the question?
The broad is looking at the picture, seeing a friend of the dude.
A guy got a message from a young lady on a dating site.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at her profile, mm-hmm. and was like, wow, this is the perfect chick. This is exactly what I'm looking for.
Oh, and he saw one of her friends in the picture that he wrote.
No, she saw one of his friends in the picture that he posted.
Okay.
And she was reaching out, not for him, but to inquire about his friend.
Yeah, that's what, okay.
So he wants to know, should he be, should he hook his man up or
cock block?
Or cock block. Because this is exactly what he's been looking for.
That's what he'd be doing, cock blocking.
Well, see, I don't know. I can understand he got feelings because she went with, one of his boys or whatever. But I wouldn't even, I'd probably be a bigger man than, go ahead and hook him up. Go ahead and hook her up. But you never know if it's a boy, the one that she like might be married or into another relationship, just be vindictive. Well, go ahead and hook her up with you, knowing damn well that you in a relationship and you happy, but you would hit it. Just to say, all right, yeah.
So much for.
No, I'm just saying.
Big B curveball. I mean, that's damn.
No, I'm just saying. Just to get back at her, to because she like him. Put her on to somebody that he know gonna fuck her over anyway. All right, you want to fuck? All right, yeah, go ahead. Your boy, your player. All right, yeah. I'll hook you up with him. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Or just say nah. It's up to him. It's up
Damn,
to what he
that's
wants.
Some Petty Murphy shit.
I mean, you disrespecting me by saying you want to go at my man. But if I know you want to go at my man and my man a player, there you go ahead. Or just say nah, I can't do it. But I would be like, yeah, he'll take care of you.
Well, I would look at it from a different perspective. I would say go ahead and just hook him up. I mean, because you never know. She might bring a friend along that's just as, you know, good looking as she is, you know. Or, I mean, sometimes it happens. You know, you have friends, you know, and she might be just as cool, you know, whatever. Or you might, you know, like all hang out and be like, oh, shit, I dodged a bullet. She crazy or whatever. You know, and maybe really
and then
it's
your
not,
boy gonna be fucked up because you turned him on to a goddamn psycho.
Hey, you taking your chances,
right?
Because you decided you was gonna date her or hang out with her, right, or whatever. Hey, or, ooh, but I mean, I think he should just go ahead and hook them up, man. Because I mean, you know, you never know. I mean, you could, you know, I think you said he was single, but yeah, you can make a love connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, with him, and it could be a good thing for you. Like I said, you could have dodged a bullet and meet her, and she could be dumb as a bag of rocks and shit, and you have nothing in common anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but there always is the flip side to that too, though. You hook your boy or your girl up with somebody else, and then they just be like you said, a fucking psycho or whatever, and
yeah,
then they call you. Well,
oh
yeah, whatever. All right, then, and then they be like, man, what? Where so and so at? Nigga, I don't know. Then they calling you all the time, wondering what's going on with that person. You know,
hey, yo, you. Man. I would never even give that person my information. At that point, you don't need my information if you're trying
I'm
to holler at my
boy.
Boy. Well, no, I mean, but see, it's up to your boy to be like, you know, yeah, I want to do this or no. I want, and I would tell him, I'd be like, look, I don't know her. She hit me up on POF and thought she was cute, which I thought was a little fucked up because it was my dating profile, but whatever. So I would give him the background, like, I don't know her. This is what she look like. If you want to hook up with her,
look, this is her ass.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to hook up with her,
titties.
Right. Like, so, what you want to do? Because I'm going to give her your information, not mine.
Right.
And after that,
but
I'm out of this.
You, even after all that disclaimer shit, they still going to call you and be like, man, you the one hooked me up with the bride. And
no, they
shit.
Can do that all they
all
want.
They want.
Just
yeah.
don't do it.
You the one that accepted it.
Right. Okay. I'm like, you gave me, you approved the number.
You need to horse the water.
You know what I mean?
But you can't make a drink.
And you can. Goddamn right. So, look. First of all, lesson number one is, why you got pictures of your goddamn friends on your profile page? Dumb.
Yeah, I guess there's that.
The
too.
Fuck? You don't got enough of it? I mean, dude, everybody got a smartphone. Take a damn selfie and put a picture of yourself up there.
At least cut that. Cut them out.
Right. Mm. Crop the goddamn picture. You dummy.
I didn't even think about that part.
You just donated some good situation.
Oh man! But then again, if you look at it on the other way,
dumb,
or he dodged.
I just like saying that, dummy,
right?
dumb.
You
who,
stupid.
Who used to say that? What that in a cartoon or something?
Kazoo.
There you go. Hello, Flintstones. But for real though, that might have been the thing right there. Hey, if she saw somebody right there that she liked better, that shit could have happened. Even if you gave her the selfie, you know. Okay. Oh, and then we started, you know, going out. Then, you know, you actually we hook up somewhere. Then all my friends right there. Then you see him, and then you want him.
You know, then you trash.
Right, exactly.
Either way. Oh, you trash later as opposed to the friend.
Well, I'm saying, but you said if you go out and you see my friend, you're like, oh no, like your friend better. I'm like, then you trash.
Right.
So you weren't trash when you saw this whole.
But no, we're talking about cropping. No, I mean, I already said that's a weird situation. Because, I mean.
But I'm saying it's better to see him, see your friends, and then boom, as opposed to spending time with her. And then.
Yeah, but
that's
the
why
point,
I said
the
you
point
trash.
Of a dating okay. site is not to hook your friends up, it's
right.
for you to meet people. So
right.
you shouldn't be putting pictures of your friends on your profile. Let's get to the root of the issue. Take damn pictures down. Which I mean, if you don't, first of all, if you don't have a decent picture of your damn self, what's wrong with you? I mean, take a smartphone out, click a damn pic, and post it. Take down pics, and the same thing for you women. Stop. I think the picture of you and your three besties and shit is the way to go. No. Because eyes wander and people, you know, they looking left and right before they swipe left or right. So
yeah, how about that?
I mean, also look at it this way. It gets somebody out of your life that don't need to be there anyway. So, I mean, if you're looking at my best friend, you know, then, I mean, clearly we don't need to be together, or it wasn't meant for us to be together anyway.
There you go.
So,
but I mean, you're here now. You're at the bridge. Do you cross it or not? Look, if that's your man and you fucks with him and, you know, you want the best for him or whatever, if you think it's a good situation, I mean, present it to him. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, it's not an option for you at this point.
Right.
Because she's already made that clear. And so if you now try to pursue her like, but nah, you're a bigger dum-dum than I called you earlier.
Dum-dum.
So go on and, you know, let your man, you know, have a shot at that and, you know, wish for the best for him.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I mean, that's what it's all about. We all trying to. Clearly, you're on a dating site, so you're trying to find either a situation or an overnight scenario, whatever the hell you're on there for.
There you go.
So
your game is weak.
Pass that shit on. I'm not saying it's game weak. I think it's just a dumb move by posting your man's picture. Nah. I mean, same thing. Like,
what your man look like?
And then on top of that, if your friend is going to roll with him anyway, that's no friend at all. So.
I mean, but no, it's not a non-friend situation. Right. I mean, she was up for grabs. It's not like y'all was talking and he came and took her. She came and let him know from the break, I'm not interested in you, I'm interested in your man. Mm. So
that takes balls, though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Kudos to that.
He's like, no, not you. Nigga behind you.
How about that?
I'm looking at you. I'm looking
same
past
thing I was
you.
Saying.
But good for you. No, I'm saying for her. I'm like, good for you. You know, it's a competitive wild world out here, man. Mm-hmm. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there you go.
Damn, I would love to know what happened.
Yeah, how about that? Game week.
I think I called him dum-dum too many times. He's not gonna respond.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I called him weak. When I called him weak, it was a problem. But you can call him dum-dum. See, I tell you, boy.
I didn't say it was a problem. I just responded to the fact that I don't know if his game is weak or not. All I'm saying is he did a dumb move. I mean, he might have 10 times more game than his boy, but he just did a dumb thing by posting his boy's picture on his profile page.
Again, what does your friend look like?
I mean, your profile page is your advertisement. This is what I'm selling. So if you put your boy up there, he up for grabs too, I guess.
Word.
Dumb. So.
Word.
Game week.
Doc thinks your game's weak, so if you want to.
And Brian thinks you're a dumb.
Absolutely. I've called you a dumb
50
several times.
Yeah, I said your game's weak several times.
All right.
Okay. All righty. You want to answer this question in deepshow@yahoo.com. He probably will not.
But nah, I mean,
it ain't nothing else
to say. It's tough love. I mean. We're not hurting the guy's feelings or anything. We just, I mean,
well, it is what it week, is. So
probably.
And you said maybe he was a dumb.
Maybe you are hurting his feelings.
I mean, game week or dumb? What's stronger?
They both suck. I mean, for real.
Yeah.
They both are rough. So either way, okay, so you may not email us back, but anybody out there listening,
ndshow@yahoo.com.
Call
back next week.
Or 202-750-1437.
Oh, it's coming back.
What? I always knew those.
I just kind of feel like PayPal. If I was talking to my boy and he told me something, I was like, man, that was a dumb move. Versus, nigga, your game weak. I don't think he'd be that upset with me for saying that was a dumb move.
Stop trying to clean it up now.
I'm not trying to clean it. There's nothing to clean up. I'm just saying.
All right. Whatever.
I think he would take more offense to saying me saying his game was weak.
What I'm saying, though, if your game was strong, you wouldn't have your other boys in the background of the picture knowing they look like goddamn Bloomingdale models shit. And you trying to sell yourself. Have a picture yourself. Don't have the people back there looking better than you. That's it and that's that. Because if that was the problem, then she wouldn't be trying to go at your boys. How about that?
Damn, now it's plural.
What?
She's trying to go after more than one.
Maybe. You know?
That's actually us.
I ain't call you dumb though.
I did.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Just have less people in your pictures. Have a single picture.
Right. Not less people, just you.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? Just you
maybe
and your
get,
dog.
Maybe get your boy
she
to
might
take
like your dog back.
Right. Oh, shit. Maybe get your friend to take the picture of you. Get yourself
yeah,
a
the one
selfie
that she,
stick.
The one that she picked.
So that way you can take your own picture.
Yeah.
We like adventure.
Yeah, how about that? How about
take
that?
Take a picture of yourself in front of a something
statue.
Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a tree.
Cool. It's a statue.
A tree.
Up for auction. Philly, if you like.
Yeah, the Rocky picture. Statue. And if you have 500,000 to a million, you can get the Rocky
I
statue.
I thought it was 500.
It was 500,000.
Didn't he say 500?
I ain't say no 5. Well, then again, that shit, if don't nobody buy it.
Put a dub on. Put a dub on you.
Put a dub on.
Put a dub on. You said 500.
You mean just now?
No, when he did the story.
Oh, no, it was 500. Like, he was saying 1,000.
I dig it, but he said 500.
I said 500 to a million.
Right.
Thousand. The 500,000.
You didn't
man.
Say 500,000. You said 500 to a million.
No, oh, man. Okay. Come on now.
No,
you know he
okay.
meant 100.
500,000. I mean, come on, man. You know, he always.
It's not
see,
about what I thought he meant. I'm just saying what he said.
Okay. All right, man.
I don't give a fuck what
all,
I said.
Everything I say got to be all technical, but you can fuck up and everything is beautiful.
First of all, who even said that you fucked up?
Damn it.
I'm just saying what you said.
Well, I said 500,000.
Do you want to put a 20 on
it? No, I don't because I can't afford it.
He's like, who's gonna buy these bulls? Me.
Yeah, nigga, I need
wasting
my
money.
Need shit, what's wrong with him?
Right. God
damn
know.
It.
How does he see, not know this? Right.
And at all these years.
Maybe if you said a dollar, maybe he'd have gone along with it.
50 cents.
Oh.
Quarter or something.
Oh, my.
You know, I what about a potato?
I don't do
what
best
about what about
people
some
who gain weight?
What about it?
And pockets.
Right, yeah, how about that? That's cool, though. That's cool, though. God damn it.
Pockets and your game week, nigga.
How about that? All that. God damn it.
What's going to do?
You say you need some apples.
Doctor.
Yes.
Right.
Red Delicious.
Let me see. Two need fingers for the weather that's been kind of cool in the morning. And then it evens out to, you know, some good weather. Let me see. One finger. Do I have a one finger?
One finger
to the traffic that I've been running into. It seems like every time I get on 295 or the beltway, it's always something.
Oh, 295 is trash.
I know, right? But sometimes that's the only way.
No one finger for the paycheck bullies?
Hey, paycheck?
The paycheck bullies?
Paycheck. Oh, that. Oh, you talking about that. Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, I'll go back a couple months ago. Yeah, one finger to the paycheck bully to take $35 out your check for your motherfucking uniform. They take $100 million out your check for the motherfucking Medicare because only 15 people out of 200 people have the Medicare benefits.
Medicare?
Yeah.
Not like Rick. What?
Out of about 200 employees, only like 20 of them had
the
insurance.
They had y'all on Obamacare and not like regular like
man. They
Kaiser
was raping me. They
Blue
was
Cross?
Raping me with the Obamacare and the goddamn uniform shit. That's why I'm not
they
there anymore.
No
I'm not gonna name
man,
the company.
God, they ain't had you on no Obamacare.
It.
Stop playing.
He was like, let
okay,
pull
it
up
wasn't
this
Obamacare.
Card.
What's the name of?
I don't know. That's what I said. Kaiser?
No.
Blue Cross,
HMO, PPO.
Care First?
They gave it the name
Kaiser
Obamacare. Permanent. It was another.
Oh, the Affordable Care.
Right. That's it. That's
Obamacare.
Is that what I'm trying to say?
Damn.
They
was, right. And see, the whole thing about it was.
Yo, that's nuts.
Okay. Well, now y'all know why I'm not.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your former employee was on
you know
my
what?
Truck.
I don't want to talk to you anymore, man. Yeah. Because you turned everything into fuck you. All right, so there you go, my one finger, two finger. And you keep talking. I'm like, oh, my God, damn.
Queen.
Whoa, son. All right, well.
All right, see, you bought that shit. You,
moment
you set
of silence
me up.
For.
You fucking set me
for
up
Obamacare.
Too. I'm a bushing your motherfucking head. Wait till you know. This is
the last
show.
Two fingers. As I said in the beginning, happy birthday to my dad. Happy homecoming.
Birthday
to
dad.
Howard.
H-U.
The real H-U. And one finger. I don't really. Do I have a one finger today?
Use up my one finger.
I know you had a couple.
I half of it.
Right. Okay. Shit. I don't. Yeah, I don't think I have one today. I'm sure. Maybe I'll think about it after B finishes. But for right now, I think I'm good.
I would like to give two fingers. You know what? I would like to give two fingers to my slice of pumpkin pie, my daughter. We've just had some awesome times.
Oh, yay.
The last few weeks, and just watching her just grow into a little lady.
How's that school coming?
On point.
What?
I'm like,
you better do it.
She might get me to break all the way down and go and get her puppy.
Real fast, don't they, man?
Man. Oh. Anyway, yeah. So two fingers of her. It's been a good. Especially the last 3 weeks has really been just really good.
Dope.
Especially you know, a lot was going on with me at the same time. So.
Yeah.
One finger. One finger. Where is one finger going to go to this one? Yeah.
I got small fingers.
One finger to people that don't got no game. There you go.
Ugly.
Sign some of delivery.
Hey, look, man. Two fingers to my daughter, too. And you brought it up. They got all A's on her progress report. Now I got to take her and get some damn Jordans.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
She wears socks for 10?
Want to help?
No, that is a negative. That is not negative. My child.
Oh.
Sorry.
You her aunt.
You told her
that the last time.
I sure did not.
Brian, run the tape. That show back.
Run it back to 500.
I've only seen her a couple times. I'm like, sure didn't claim that one.
All it took was once.
Nope. I mean, she's a sweet pea. Yes, I will give her that. I got a goddaughter. I'm good.
Yeah.
I only need one.
Okay. You've made your point.
Okay. Oon. Yeah. But good luck on that, though. Congrats. Tell her we said that's what's up.
That my baby. I got to go scoop her up and take her down to the Nike outlet. New York Avenue, was it?
Mm-hmm. That's an outlet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was a regular store. That's what's up.
My truck won't get stolen. It's what I parked back there.
I mean, that area is fine.
It might not get stolen. It might be occupied by homeless people.
Right, yeah. It might not have any tires on it when I get
it's
back.
It's not that bad back there.
You know, I know.
You have a little campfire in your back seat.
Yeah, how about that?
I was going to say, now watch where you park because they will give you a ticket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They own it.
Well, let Brian tell you it's parking available everywhere you go around.
Oh.
We'll see.
All right. Than that. You're like, that's it. That's it. That's all.
We got to get out of here, y'all.
I don't know. The more y'all talk, the more fingers come up.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, two fingers for us, man. We've been here. It's been a while since we've been gone. The family's back together, y'all. Y'all just have to bear with us, man. We have... schedules that just sometimes don't, you know, that conflict, and we're gonna try to bring y'all the show as when we can, and we love y'all, man. Just hanging in.
Look at Kurt.
Word.
Look at Kurt. Look at that boy. We gotta get out of here, y'all. It's been fun. IDS_B Venmo. Jump on there and send Mo. We need Mo.
Oh, man.
If you want Mo.
There you go.
Or you get Mo of. That's it right there.
Right.
We got to go. Thank you for listening. Shout outs to everybody. And next week, what's tomorrow's date, Queen?
23rd?
Mm-hmm. Starting next week till Halloween, We are going to make this Hug a Sucker Week. Because suckers need hugs too.
Oh.
So if you know, you can send them a cyber hug. If you know a sucker need a hug, send a hug. Or if you work with a sucker, or you talk smack football with a sucker, hug a sucker. Do that. And tell them, IDS, say we love you.
All right.
Dumb, dumb.
Sucker. I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga! Out, God damn it! All of you out!
God woke you up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.